motherhood. When you're shooting content, you also have to be a mother too. Daddy, it's mommy's time to do content. Can I finish doing the videos first? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Enjoy your sticker. You want what? You want to choose? Yeah. You'll get that later. Give me a few minutes to finish first, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good girl. Hi guys, welcome back to my channel. This is Just a Mom with Karimi Kagwe, and I'm so glad you're here. So in this video, I want to talk about screen time. And when I talk about screen time, I mean TV, phones, tablets, computers, laptops, whatever the case may be. I've seen a lot of discussions online and even articles where people talk about the dangers of exposing your children to screen time, or even allowing them to, you know, when maybe they're too young. And the question is always, what age is good for example, for a child to have a smartphone, or at what age should they be exposed to the internet? And these are things me and my husband have talked about a lot. Sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't. But the one thing we agree on is that we're in the digital age. I mean, it's not something that any of us can ignore. And the way things are going, our kids are going to be finding their career by the time they're teenagers. I mean, we've heard of stories of rich kids. Like there's this kid called Ryan. He runs this channel called Ryan's Toy Review, and it's run by his parents and him. And I think he's, how old is he? Seven. He just turned seven, and last year he made $22 million just from his YouTube channel. So if you think about a child like that, who is a vlogger or who is doing content online, will he really need to be employed? If he and his family are making $22 million a year, that's not a child who will need to do a 9-to-5 job. This is not a child who can choose whether or not to go to college. I mean, he's not forced by the, what can I call it? Like the box that we were raised in. We were raised to go to school, to read, to go get a job, and retire, and etc, etc. But things have changed, and the internet is what has changed everything, in my view. So in that line of thought, we decided the best thing in terms of screen time is not to deny it completely, but to manage her watching, and to manage what she watches, and expose her to the things that we feel are going to equip her to survive in this new digital age. So what that means is, like, we found that YouTube has an app called YouTube Kids that specifically has content for Taji, give me a minute, that specifically has content just for children. I mean, they've sifted through the videos on the whole YouTube platform and have created just the YouTube Kids app. So that doesn't mean that everything there is good for her. It just means that at least they've sifted through the rubbish on YouTube, and they've now created this world just for children. So even when we give her the phone to watch the videos, I'll sit with her. I'll make sure I sit right next to her to see what she's watching. If I see anything that comes up, you know, the way sometimes YouTube does autoplay, if I see something that comes up that I feel is not according to our values, I block it. And yeah, and that's how we manage her screen time. And in the coming videos, I'm going to share with you the videos that we feel have been helpful to her in her development, and even teaching her things that she will continue to learn in school. And yes, so for us, our family, screen time, yes. Internet, yes. Will she get a smartphone? We are still discussing that. Because, you know, having a smartphone is a tricky area. I mean, of course, there's that concern that your child is going to be exposed to things beyond your control. But there are a lot of, what is this called? There's the Google, what is that app called? Google Family app, Family Link. I will share with you all these links so that you can have a look at them for, you know, as a parent, that allows you, yeah, it's called Family Link, and it's an app that's been created by Google that helps you to manage everything that your child watches. It keeps a history, even has, even if they have an email address, you have complete control over it, and you're able to completely monitor everything that your child does. So, not to say that we bought her a phone yet, but the moment our children step out of that house, whether we buy them a phone or not, they'll find other children with phones, they'll find other children with tabs. So instead of completely blocking them off those things, it's wiser, I feel, for a parent to talk to your children about it, to show them in your home, in your safe space, that this is what the internet is, this is what a phone is, these are the things that come up. And when you see things like this coming up, don't watch this. This is not good for you. It's better than to say no, because the moment they get out, they'll be curious. They'll find a child who watches all that stuff. So isn't it better to equip your child to be ready for that than to completely block them off? What do you think? I'd love to hear from you. I mean, this is a conversation that's ongoing. We are parents. This is our first child. So of course we are learning as we grow together. I'd love to hear from you. What are your thoughts? Please share in the comments. Like, subscribe our YouTube page, our Facebook page. Please share with your friends so that these conversations can continue. They are very important, and they'll help us in the long run as we continue to raise our kids the best way that you can. So thanks for watching. See you in the next video. Bye.